Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, the law offices of David Schluter, JC Restoration, and Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am your host, David Hochberg. We are here for the next 3 hours. We have a studio packed full of experts: Corey Ambrose, JC Restoration, David Schluter, estate planning, trust planning, and real estate attorney, Mike Munson, who is a home fitness equipment expert, not a home healthcare fitness expert. I had a brain freeze there. I apologize. Mike sells and designs home gyms for our listeners out there looking to buy fitness equipment because you've gained a little bit of weight or just want to stay healthy during this COVID craziness that we're in. And Mega Pros Jarrett from Mega Pros Home Improvement. We also have the First Responder Spotlight coming up at noon with Chief Cass Stevens from the Buffalo Grove Police Department, and Pete from Continental Restaurant's going to be dropping off some sandwiches for us to enjoy on air. But we start every show with, buddy, Elwood, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago. We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. I'm not medically challenged today. I don't know what's going on. My tongue is not functioning with my brain, which happens a lot.
It's going to be interesting.
I'm talking, and I've got words in my head, and it's just not coming out the other end. But
that's right.
We got 3 hours to go, and we're going to knock it out. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the Mega Pros call and text line. We have a packed show here, packed show. And we're here to help you with all of your real estate challenges, real estate questions, real estate home improvement jobs. You want to build a fitness facility, a fitness center in your house. You want workout equipment. You want a treadmill. You want an elliptical. You want to do a trust. You've got mold. You've got damage from fire. Anything that you need, we have experts in studio to help you. 312-981-7200 is a Mega Pros call and text line. Let's introduce everybody. You could also go online. Are we up and running yet, Erica? Not yet. We're still working through that. So we will be up on Facebook soon. We have Corey in here. Corey, how are you, buddy? Ambrose from JC Restoration. You guys have been extremely busy with frozen pipe breakage and water damage. And you sent me some pictures of a before and after job that you guys did of a fire. And it's, you know, you never plan to have a fire, but it's always good to have a trusted resource available when you do have a fire or know somebody that has a fire, because you think you got it out, but you still have all that smoke from the fire. So why don't you just quickly introduce yourself, explain what you're going to be talking about, tease what you're going to be talking about after the break, and then we'll introduce everybody else.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good morning, Corey, JC Restoration. And as David said, you know, a restoration contractor may not be the contractor you always have in your Rolodex, but I'm telling you, you need one.
Yeah.
And you need a good, trustworthy, ethical one like JC Restoration. So you may not plan on it, but if you have significant water damage or if you have a fire to your house, it's terrible. And you need a trusted ally who can come in and help you in that time. Now, we do, you know, maybe you've got a little mold in a shower, if you've got a little minor thing, hey, give us a call. We'll help you with that. But what we're really here for is to be on standby for you in the event of emergency. We're always open. We're always responsive. You can call our 800 number at any time, any holiday, and a manager will answer, and we will dispatch to you. We will help you through these, through anything that happens property damage-wise.
A lady I used to work with, parents' next-door neighbor's house caught on fire. And took out their house.
Whoa.
She posted pictures. Again, when you go to sleep at night, this is in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
When you go to sleep at night, you don't anticipate your house
being
on fire.
Let's hope not.
Let's hope not. And then the other thing is you don't anticipate your neighbor's house catching on fire.
Worse, right? Yeah. And my house is secure and safe, but...
But your neighbor's house is going up, but in Chicago, it's a bungalow. Yeah. Okay, you've got maybe 6 feet clearance between the two houses. Yeah. Maybe in some instances, three or less.
Yep.
And that fire jumped over to her house, burnt the outside, but the fire, the CFD, thank God, you know, the men and women of CFD and all the other fire departments out there, bell goes off.
They crushed it.
They come out there and put the fire out, stop the fire. The side of the house was charred, but smoke got in, and of course there's smoke damage from you know, from the neighbor's house. So it might not only be your house, it might be your neighbor's house. Phone number if our listeners need you and your service.
JC Restoration, 800-956-8844.
Mr. David Schluter, how are you, brother?
Good. Great to be down in the new studio.
It's nice here, isn't it?
Yeah. Unbelievable view.
A little more space. Yeah. You did a closing for a listener, Ray Kaplan, who came to me about 9 months ago, 580 credit score, wife, similarly credit challenged, had a lot of student loans, sent them to Ray Kaplan, got the wife's credit score, student loans consolidated, saved her over $1,000 a month.
Nice.
Got the husband's student loans consolidated, cut it in half from like 550 to 225 or whatever it was. Not only did it enhance their credit and followed all the instructions that I gave them and Gary Novell gave them, got their credit score up to like 660, but the money that they were able to defer and consolidate on the student loans enabled them that $1,500 or $1,200 is the equivalent of a $200,000 mortgage payment.
Yeah.
So enabled them from going from renting and not being able to afford a home into being able to afford
a home.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Right?
They were so grateful, David, for all that you did. I'll just tell you, it was really the main topic of the closing. So.
Well, I just want our listeners to know, they called me.
No matter what. Yeah.
Right. Gary and I helped them with their credit. It took 9 months because they were severely credit challenged. We hooked them up with Ray Kaplan from the Kaplan Law Group. Ray got their student loans under wrap. We hooked them up with Amy Kite. Amy Kite's team, Helena, found a home. We hooked them up with Dave Schluter. Dave Schluter took care of the legal stuff. Hooked them up with Jimmy Towns of Allstate. Jimmy Towns took care of the insurance.
Nice.
And
that's cool.
And it closed on Friday.
And, nice. And the problem, you know, sometimes we get a little self-righteous about, you hear about people being credit challenged.
Yeah.
In this case, they're school loans.
Yeah, right.
So it's not like they were out getting
delinquent.
Five TVs or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was a joy to see them
close.
They were so grateful, and they couldn't wait to leave and get the keys. That's what they're asking. What's the password to get the keys?
Yeah.
So that was a joy.
Start breaking in every room. I know. Yeah. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you for your services?
Yeah, it's 630-285-5300. We'd love to help anybody out. We always give a free consultation, and I just started my 36th year of helping people. So
nice.
Mike, so next to you is Mike Munson. Are you even 36 years old, Mike?
I am, actually. I'm 41.
41.
Well, looks great. It must be from working out, right?
He doesn't look a day over 35.
Yeah. You look fantastic. So you've been alive almost as long, a little longer than Dave.
Correct.
So when you were 4 or 5, Dave started practicing law.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you feel old there, Dave, doesn't it? Yeah.
Call the home. I'm on my way.
Mike Munson, I, as everybody knows on the show, I'm building a home. Hope to be in a month.
Sure. Yeah, that's good motivation for the contractor, right?
On the 12th. He keeps saying on the 12th. I'm like, the 12th
what
of
month?
What? He's
what
like, he's
what
like the 12th. Right. Well, see, it was supposed to be 2020. Now we're 2021. And we wanted to put in a little exercise room because God knows I needed a lot of exercise. And we contacted you, and that is what you do. And a lot of our listeners have purchased equipment or are thinking about purchasing equipment and or are turning spare rooms into gyms and offices. Yeah. And I wanted to have you on as a thank you for the amazing job you did in my home, but also to talk about how our listeners could buy equipment from you, direct from you, instead of going to online and paying twice as much and, you know, refurbished treadmills and elliptical
like
machines.
Second wind.
Right.
Yeah.
But they are stripped down and rebuilt, and we'll talk about that more.
Right.
Who are you? What is the name of your company? I know it's Michael Munson. How long have you been in business? All that stuff quickly so we get to Jeremy
Mike
and then
Munson
we get to break.
With Direct Fitness Solutions out of Mundelein, Illinois. Direct Fitness has been around for 22 years now. Started as a service company. So the owners were servicing commercial fitness equipment, and they did so well. Manufacturers came to them and said, we want you to be a dealer for fitness equipment. So we are a commercial fitness equipment dealer, both sales and service. But during the pandemic, you know, maybe 90% of our sales were commercial.
Yeah.
Now it's almost 50-50 because people want to stay at home. They want to be healthy, safe. And so we're doing a lot of home gyms, helping them out from anywhere from flooring, mirrors, dumbbells, all the way up to ellipticals and treadmills. So
and stretching machines, because you know, Jeremy, yeah. I'm big into stretching. And there is a machine specifically
just
made for
stretching.
Me. It's called the DH times 2, because it's super it's reinforced.
Sure, it's got to be.
Quarter-inch thick
tube. That's why you came to me for the
titanium
commercial
alloy.
It's great equipment,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
David, if that outfit happens to not be open, the mob has one, too.
Yeah, yes, stainless steel. Yeah. So if our listeners want to reach you, the phone number, and we're going to be diving deeper into home fitness equipment, what's the best number to reach you?
Yeah, 847-680-9300 or directfitnesssolutions.com.
Directfitnesssolutions.com. And next to you is MegaPros Jeremy of MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
Your dad's still probably putting on SPF 50 right now?
Yeah, toes in the sand and everything else. Yeah, we're here to help. So call, text, whatever, any home improvement questions, any idiosyncrasies with your house that we could assist with, use our text line.
You guys were talking earlier about bubble windows or something like that.
Yeah, solar tubes.
Solar tubes. Okay.
Yeah.
Which was fascinating. Yeah. And
it's like a skylight, but cooler.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and it brings heat in or no?
No heat.
No.
Okay. It brings light in, though.
It brings light in.
Yep. Easy to install.
All right. And that's the sort of things that we talk about prior to the show. So if you have any questions, give us a call. Send your pictures.
Yeah,
send your text.
Yeah, send your text.
To the MegaPros call and text line.
Absolutely.
Same number. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to be coming back after the break. There it goes again. We're going to be coming back after the break.
After the break, we're here.
Corey Ambrose from JC Restoration is going to be talking about how to protect you and your family from damages.
We're waxing down our sewer. We can't wait for June.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. A couple of shout-outs. To Sammy Martino, was at home under the weather, who is part of the team here. So feel better, Sammy. Hope to see you next weekend. And your buddy Pete, who's got who's Mr. Critical.
Yeah.
As if he's ever hosted a 3-hour radio show on WGN and doesn't have a brain freeze every once in a while. So, all right, Pete, I'll come to your job and sit across from you and recognize all the mistakes you make all the time. 312-981-7200. Only having fun, Pete. Get over it. All right, let's talk about why people who are having challenges, or our listeners that might know somebody who have had a flood, who've had mold, who've had a fire, or who are living next to somebody, they don't think about having a JC Restoration or a disaster restoration company in their Rolodex. For all you kids out there under 25, Google Rolodex. Or in their phone, ready to go.
In your contact list.
Yeah. Thank you. There's a brain freeze going on. I need some coffee or something.
Yeah, something.
I'm usually a lot better than
that. Yeah, you are. You'll get there.
A lot sharper.
Yeah, you'll get there.
A little off. 312-981-7200. Explain to our listeners the importance of having a company like JC Restoration in their contact list ready to go.
Yeah, so you know what? To answer that question, I may actually tell you about a job I'm working right now. It just happens to be across the street from the studio. So
we're
in the Near East Side of Chicago, beautiful skyscrapers. Yeah. I won't name the building, but this is a condo building. It's a high rise. And this is a loss scenario where somebody came in and they ran a bath at like midnight, fell asleep. The bath ran. It wasn't until they're thinking this is not the first time I've seen this scenario in my industry. I've seen it many times. But nobody knows the bathtub's overrunning. This is on the 22nd floor.
Oh, my God.
Until 3 a.m., engineers get an emergency call from the person in a condo on the 14th floor.
No way.
Wow. Bummer.
So
8 floors.
Now, and let me also explain, this is last Sunday, and JCR wasn't engaged until Thursday of this week. Wow. So the engineering team went in and they extracted water. They did exactly what you're supposed to do, the immediate bulk water extraction, but they just didn't know the severity of the loss. They thought it just came through these hallways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they filed with their insurance. The insurance adjuster came out, and they said, whoa. You got to get JC Restoration out here. I think there is more hidden damages. So I then followed up and went out there, did an inspection, and what we found was there's water pouring all throughout this building.
Sure.
And the thing with water is you can't always see it.
Or hear it.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
And it finds hidden wall cavities and skyscrapers. It's going to find all these chases. Bathrooms backing up to each other. There's electrical chases and plumbing chases all throughout these towers. And you got to find the migration patterns. So as we walk through the building, we're finding out there is widespread water damage running hidden inside the walls. And it's also going underneath people's floors.
Oh, my God.
It's not like you see it. It's not like you're walking around sloshing in water. But there is water underneath the floors. Floors are popping up. Baseboards are coming off. And these damages aren't immediately visible.
Yeah. When does organic matter like mold start forming?
Somewhere between 3 days and 2 weeks.
Okay, so it's right in the sweet spot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, and that's the problem with water damage. You don't know what's always there until it's too late.
Yep.
Luckily, in this scenario, we are saving a ton of material. We're not ripping out walls. We found the water damage. Nice. We were right there on that brink. It's like we were four days saturated. Then we start drying.
But that's probably the difference between you guys and everyone else. Someone might just come in there and just start ripping stuff out. You guys are mad scientists when it comes to this stuff.
You know, it's our purpose to not create unnecessary damages or overscope. But at the same time, we got to take in account the health of the building, the health of the occupants of the building. If a material has already started to grow mold on it, the material's gone.
Yeah.
You got to rip it out. But there's processes of how you remove baseboards, inspect the drywall, and make the determinations, the responsible determinations, if you can save or remove materials. Hmm. This job in particular, so it's ended out to be 16 condos and 12 common hallways.
Wow.
A lawyer's dream.
Somebody's dream.
Yeah, Dave's doing backflips over there. Yeah. I've never seen him stretch that much. But what happens?
Yeah.
Well, we've got a mixture of scope. There's a lot of drywall we're able to save, remove base, ventilate wall cavities, those dry out techniques. But there are some areas where we did have to remove flooring due to vapor barriers, water trap. We're not able to dry. So it was a detailed scope, a little bit of mixture of necessary demo and a little bit of mixture of cavity ventilation and dry out. But it really is the best case scenario for the building because we were engaged soon enough that the scope didn't get out of control.
I have one question.
Yeah.
Since it's a Chicago high rise, between each floor is concrete though, right? It's concrete decking. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Any of your channels,
you still have the returns for the electrical.
Yeah. How does that work? Is it the homeowner's insurance at that point or the building's insurance at that point?
It's a mix.
Yeah. So you're dealing with 14 to 16 different insurance companies plus this, plus that.
A little more than that when you get the tenants and the owners, the association.
I got a great story.
Yeah.
I told this on the show. We'll talk about it after the break. I lived in unit 1908 at 2800 North Lakeshore Drive, last building on Diversity.
Okay.
2 a.m. All of a sudden, it was a night. It was freezing cold. And I wake up sweating, and I thought I turned the heat off, and a hot water return broke in my condo.
Whoa.
So that's the tease. We're going to talk about that after the break. We're going to push everybody back a little bit. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We're going to take a quick break and be back after these messages.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line. We were talking about a bathtub overflowing when somebody fell asleep in. And Mike, you had a question for Corey.
Yeah, I asked how much they've been drinking that night to run a bath at midnight.
Well, it was a Saturday night, so I think we can all assume.
Was there only one person in the tub, or were there two people falling asleep?
You know what? I need
answers.
This person wasn't in the tub, but I have done that before. I have been with engineers before where they don't know where the water's coming from. There's water everywhere through the building where they actually, and I was in the hallway, they opened the door and they found a gentleman asleep in the bathtub with it overflowing. Now, this was a different scenario. This was a high rise in Skokie, and this one took out like 80 condos. Ooh. And there was so much widespread damage that we were there already responding, already doing extraction when they were just still finding the source. Because when you've got 80 owners calling, we've got water damage, our ceilings are falling down, it can be hard to track that down.
So let me tell you my experience. 2 a.m. on a 50 below evening, right? It was super cold. And I wake up. I'm sweating. It's steaming. I'm like, I thought I'd turn my heat
just
off.
Just a dream. Maybe a nightmare. Yeah.
Or both.
Or
a combination. Yeah. I wake up. It's like super hot. I put my foot. I'm like, I thought I turned it off. I went to get up to turn the heater off. Put my foot on my carpeting in my bedroom. Squash. You know that feeling that you have when you put a dry foot on
a sponge
right on shag or on deep play carpet. It was soaking wet. I call down to the front desk. I'm like, hey, dude, I got a water. Something's going on. He's like, yeah, we know. He's yelling. He's like, yeah, we know. It broke in your unit. Everything's flowing down. I had to leave my condo. My insurance covered everything. Everything. So I had to replace carpet. I had to replace my couch, my leather recliner, my 50-inch TV, all my Bose 8 surround sound. You know, this is 20 years ago. It was really cool.
Yeah, you were hip.
I had the cubes mounted from the ceiling.
That's fancy. Yeah, you know, back
monster
then,
wire.
For sure.
I had everything going.
Monster cable.
Monster cable. All right, sorry, professional.
Well,
wire
he's a lawyer. Yeah. Use the right lingo. Go figure.
I actually love stereos. That's
okay.
Yeah,
sure. Okay. Uh-huh. Sorry for insulting you. But my insurance covered everything. I had to rip up my hardwood floors at the time because it got under it and it all buckled. It was a complete disaster. I was out of I had to live with my parents for 2 weeks. So you had a question, Mike?
I got an insurance kind of question. We had a condo in Evanston where there was ice on the roof on a 3-flat, right? Mm-hmm. 3-story. And it leaked into our kitchen, buckets, you know, pouring down in the kitchen middle of the night. Who's responsible for that? Is it a homeowner? Is it the building?
Dave?
As far as insurance goes.
You start with the association, but sometimes they'll deny. Mm-hmm. Then what you do is you end up making a claim against your policy, and they do something called subrogation, which is they then chase the building. But in that case, it is the common area. But they can sometimes, associations, because they're all worried about the premium going up.
Right.
So they will jack people around. But ultimately, if you have insurance, you have double coverage, basically. It should have started with the building. But if they just were not fixing your place, again, you could make a claim and then chase. They would chase, not you, your building.
You know whose insurance premium went up? Mine. And all the homeowners, because you had a huge claim.
Yeah.
Wasn't your fault. Wasn't my fault that... Right. The riser, the hot water return in my unit on the 19th floor just went out at 2 a.m. Okay, so whatever, that's done. What was the remedy here with this condo a couple of blocks away from our studios?
Well, you know what? I'd like to jump in and answer your question, too, because this is something I see professionally all the time, and it's something, and I'm not an attorney. I've got an attorney to my left, but I'm not an attorney. Let's say that roof leaked, okay? That roof leaked. The roof is owned by the association. The building, that's a roof source owned by the building.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Unless
sometimes there's a deal where the top floor that homeowner owns, it's not.
Or a townhouse.
Yeah. Most of the time, I agree.
Yep, most of the time. So you're not responsible most of the time to fix that roof. But you've got this water damage in your condo. So the association will come and say, okay, we're going to fix the roof. We're going to fix your walls. But then you're going to be surprised to find out that they're not going to cover your final paint, your baseboard, your flooring, your cabinets.
Yeah.
And that's not always the way it is because there's bylaws. And when the bylaws don't work, there's the Illinois Condominium Association Act. Now, even if the association wanted to pay for your flooring and cabinets, their carrier is not going to allow it because they don't insure those items owned by you.
Wow.
And when you purchase the condo, you sign off that you understand the ownership separation. The association owns a concrete structure, the plumbing inside the walls. Sometimes the drywall itself, sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
But usually...
Every association's different. Yeah,
you'd think I would know better because I was on the association. I should have probably filed for that.
No. You would have to know lawyer lingo. Yeah. There's no way. Yeah.
Like subrogation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you know that word?
I just failed out of law school just before we covered that.
Sure. So it's, you know what, even great association boards and... Everybody sometimes learns this the hard way in a property damage scenario.
But Corey, you guys have—I don't want to say teams—but JC has lawyers, right? Like, don't you guys have it set up to where you could you could fight those designs because they are complex. Let's face it. Anytime this happens, it's complex.
Because you got to get paid.
It is. But you know what? JC Restoration isn't here to get into legal arguments. Sure. We're here to fix the property. That's our thing. We do property restoration. But we have to rely on all the other parties involved, especially the insurance carriers, the association, the owners, because we need those answers from them. We may address the questions or say, hey, in this condo, we're going to remove base and ventilate walls and pull floors. And then we'll ask directly, is the association responsible for floor removal or is this an owner side thing?
Yep.
So we will help ask those questions. We don't make the legal determinations.
Sure.
We do the property restoration. But then we've got to work through all those parties. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine how that makes it difficult when there's an emergency scenario and you've got to
start. Yeah, you got to do it.
Dry out right away.
Yep.
But we're set for that. We don't let this thing slow us down.
Cool.
You know, we're going to get your building dry. We'll work through these processes, but that's what JCR is really here for. Nice. We're here for the restoration.
And save the furniture and save the electronics that can be saved. Because 20 years ago, if I knew JC Restoration, you would have wheeled my 50-inch Hitachi UltraVision.
Nice name drop.
All 600 pounds of it back in the day. And drop my Bose 8 or 7 cubes off the ceiling and all my stereo equipment, Fisher stereo equipment. I dropped another name from 20 years ago. I was a big deal back then. I don't know what happened to me back then.
Amazing what service merchandise used to sell back then.
Well, listen. What's your point?
Yeah.
So, and I went to service merchandise because all those that remember, you placed the order and it was cool watching your stuff rolled out.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Little cool. Flashback to old time Chicago.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
That's how it was.
Right. All you kids Google service merchandise product delivery. You just waited there for this. All your stuff.
Oh, that's new age Amazon is what you're saying.
Right. It was cool because it literally dropped out of the ceiling on rollers. You're like, wow, that's really cool. Come on, let's order something else. But 312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach you to get more information about this, how do they go about getting more information?
Yeah, you can. Our 800 number will always answer. 800-956-8844. Online, jcrestoration.com.
And you're going to be talking about later in the show how you helped a listener overcome fire challenge damage as well. You know, her challenge that she had due to fire fire damage in her home. We got to take a quick break. Tom from Arlington Heights, you're coming up after the break. Marcia and Crestwood, you're also coming up after the break. With 630, we're going to be taking your question as well on the text line. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. You had to be a big shot, did you? All your friends. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We are here to help you through all of your real estate challenges. Out to Tom in Arlington Heights. Hey, Tommy, how are you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
I appreciate your show, and I've heard you talk on several subjects, and one has come up that affects me in regards to my house situation is my house is worth about $500,000.
Okay.
My loan is about, 3.5%, and I've got the loan paid down to about $70,000.
Okay.
I'm 67 years old, and I was going to use the house as part of my retirement, either through selling the house or reverse mortgage or something along those lines.
Sure.
I've been in the house for 37 years, and I am married and lived in it 13 years before I got married. And then I got married, my wife and I raised our family in this house. And she's been there for about 24 years, and she just told me that she wants a divorce. So my question is, what kind of hit am I going to take with the house? The house is in my name, and it has always been in my name, and I've made 100% of the payments.
Hmm. All right. Well, sorry to hear about the I'm sure that was sound like it was a shock. So, Dave Schluter.
Yeah, while you guys were together, was she working out of the home? Was she contributing into the joint checking account?
No, we did not have a joint checking account. It was individual. She worked part-time before we got married, and just after we got married, she had a full-time job as a teacher, and then took time off when the kids came along, and since then has been a part-time teacher, but has not contributed to any payments of the mortgage.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Unfortunately, the Illinois Marriage and Dissolution Act starts out with a position, and when you go to a family law attorney, and if you want to call me on Monday, I'll give you a referral, starts out that everything is marital. That's the needle, no matter who wrote the checks. And then your lawyer will chip away with your story, and her, you know, you did not have a prenup because you would have mentioned that.
Correct.
Okay, so it's going to start out that it's hers because you said I do and she has. But, again, you will chop away with the history of the property, and hopefully you'll get a settlement. You're not going to come out 100%, I'll just tell you that. That's just the way family law court is. There's no fault divorce, so you can't even bring up that she's the one who wants the divorce. Therefore, she should have a financial detriment because you probably didn't see it coming. That's irrelevant in Illinois. Illinois is very, just like every other state, it has nothing to do with who's causing it, who wants it. Even with infidelity, none of that comes up. So just if you call me Monday at my office, it's 630-285-5300. I'll give you two names. If you want to meet with both of them, I have no financial relationship with either one, but I just trust them. And I look forward to your call. Just when you call, tell me that you were the WGN person who lived in the house a long time.
Well, we'll get your name and number, and you can call. Call our friend after the show. So, Tommy, are you going to have to? You're probably going to have to get some equity out of that house or somewhere to settle up financially. Mm-hmm. I mean, just on a big macro scale, without diving
cashing her out, right?
You know, too deep into your challenge that you're having here. But you know, if you've got a $500,000 home, it's simple math: 500 minus 70 is 430. Right, 430 divided by 2, you got 215. You know, it's $215,000 out of the equity of the home that's going to be owed to her because you.
Well, we don't know that yet. But the starting point.
It's going to be the starting point. Yeah. But that's a simple math, and you know, I just helped a WGN listener, a show listener yesterday. Same challenge, going through a divorce, has to give the wife 50% of the equity, has to pay off her credit cards as part of the divorce settlement. And so that's why you have to talk to a family law attorney. Is that what a divorce attorney is?
Yeah, family law. Yeah, and I'll, like I said, I have colleagues that I would let him decide who he likes better.
Do you have any other questions regards to your you know how to finance that or how else can we help you, Tommy?
Well, yes, I do have another question. My loan is at 3.5%, and I was thinking about refinancing, but. My balance is only $70,000, so
right.
I didn't know if it would be worth it. Number one, and then number two, is there if I were to take out like a loan on the house, and is that something? Since what I'm getting out of your conversation is we're going to be splitting it 50-50, basically.
Yeah.
Would she also be responsible for 50% of that loan, or I mean, would it be?
Again, the bank's not going to care about that. You're the debtor. But again, I would just want you to talk to the family law attorneys. That's the safest way.
Here's my recommendation. Okay, can you refinance a $70,000 loan and get into a lower rate? Yes. Is it going to make sense? Don't know. Don't know what you're paying right now. We would need to see your mortgage statement. If you've been in a 3.5% loan for 5 to 7 years, it would probably make sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the answer, big macro answer to your micro question. Okay, the flip side is that if you're going to have to refinance your home to take money out to give to her, we don't know how long that's going to take. Because Dave, divorces could take. You know, hey, I wanted to get the hell out of here, like my divorce went, and you know, here's a Visa card, charge me, and we run. Okay,
So
that took about 60 days, or I've seen them take up 3 to 4 years.
And we're also in a pandemic, so everything is Zoom court and everything else. Hey, buddy, I know it's a tough time, but again, there will be an end of the tunnel. It's a very common problem, unfortunately, and you have assets, and so you were a target for somebody saying they want to end it.
And I could give you a call after the show. We could talk a little deeper, buddy. Okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right. And you know what? I know it's going to sound weird, but we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product in order to help you clean your floors
and
cope a little better.
Exactly. 312-981. We want you to feel good about something.
7,200. Yeah, it sounds a little down. So,
you know,
there's nothing like a Mr. Floor cleaning product to bring you
brighten
up and make
moods.
You feel better.
Yep.
And all of our listeners can take advantage of the Mr. Floor product. All your first-time purchases, you could go to WGN. You could go to MrFloor.com, type in promo code WGN, and you get a discount off your first order.
Yep.
Marcia, how are you?
Good, good. Before I say anything, David, I have to say I got a good laugh out of service merchandise.
Right?
Awesome.
Hey, I'll be at Zany's. So cool. I'll be at Zany's on Thursday.
Well, slow down. I'm the guy that dropped it out. I went to the one in Niles across from Golf Mill. Yeah. And they were the coolest thing, right, Dave?
They were.
That
it was amazing.
From the past.
Right? You go to the jewelry department, and then you've got
my time.
They were Amazon, but in walls. They were a walled Amazon. Yes. And what is Amazon doing? Yes. Starting to talk about walls now.
Yeah. Right. It's foolish.
But David, I've called in before because I really love your show, and I like your recommendations. And I had a problem with my furnace. And it was in the winter. It was like 160 below zero. And at the time, Dykstra Home Services was on.
Uh-huh.
And so I thought, you know what? I go by there and that. I'm just going to give them a call. And I was very, very satisfied with the I liked the mom and pop thing. To be honest with you.
That's cool.
And that, you know, it seems like they care more. They've been in business so long because they care about their customers. And so I called them. And just to let you know, I'm continuing with it, with your recommendations. And yesterday, four of us on the block had our cleaning checks done together by Dykstra.
That's cool. Nice.
Sounds like a party.
Cool. Yeah.
You see, now, if you would have if you would have called Rich Sr. About it, you know, he would have brought out sandwiches.
Yep.
Because that's the type of guy that he is.
He is that guy.
I gave drinks.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, that's awesome. You're great. Yeah. So you highly recommend the clean and check for $89 or whatever it was? Or did you get the extra special discount when he was in here? It was $89?
It was $89.
That's awesome.
And everybody was, a couple of the my neighbors and that were having problems with their furnaces and that, and, you know, they did recommendations. But the biggest thing is, David, I wanted to say that.
Well, hang on, Marcia. I got traffic. I got news at the top of the hour. Hold on, Marcia. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's calling text line. Home Sweet Home Chicago. Traffic, news, weather. We'll be back after these messages.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, the law offices of David Schluter, JC Restoration, and Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. So last week we brought in Pronto's Pizza in Glendale Heights.
It was awesome.
Which the pizza was delicious.
So good.
Coming up in an hour, we're going to be talking about spotlighting the Buffalo Grove Police Department Chief Steve Castevens and his team. And during the conversation with John Muley, he mentioned the lemon cookies, which I would have said, why didn't you mention it before?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
So I got 2 dozen delivered to our office, and only 6 were left. Don't judge.
Yeah.
I know you're looking. And I passed them out.
At least 6 made it here, right?
18. We were hungry. There were 3 of us, and we were hungry.
Obviously.
Don't judge.
I'm not.
What are you looking at? Yeah, me? Why are you giving me that look?
You look great.
With 7 cookies.
With a little bit of cookie crumb all over you.
It's fine. So I just want to give a shout out to Marianne Muley, who made these cookies and dropped them off yesterday, and they're delicious.
Oh, they're so good.
Delicious.
They're lemon with some frosting on top, and they're delicious. So
good.
So shout out to Marianne. Shout out to Pronto's Pizza in Glendale Heights. Yep. We have Pete coming in with a very, very difficult name to say from Continental Restaurant in an hour, dropping steak sandwiches off. 312-981-7200.
This is the weight loss challenge radio show, right?
That's why we brought Mike Munson in.
Yeah, that's right.
Health expert over here. I ate my cookie in 4 bites.
He went from fitness expert to health expert all in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, Marcia, I had to cut you off because we had top of the hour break. Yeah. What were you saying about you and your neighbor's experience with Dykstra Home Services?
Well, you know, David, I just say, because I'm part of the service merchandise generation, I like family-owned mom-and-pop businesses and that. And when I got them and that, I got exactly what I expected to get. I got the family kind of air, even when I called in. People were very, very friendly. When they came in, I'm really into this social distancing thing. And that, and I mean, every time they went out, they put new booties on, and that when they came back in, they thoroughly explained everything to me. And as a woman, you know, I don't know anything about it. And I really appreciate they took the time with me to tell me everything about it. But the biggest thing is, when I woke up this morning, David, I felt really, really good because I knew that my furnace was clean and that hopefully I've warded off any kind of problems that I would have during this winter time. Because you know that we're going to get some pretty bad weather one of these days. And that's usually when the furnace goes out.
Yeah.
And so I just want to really, really say thank you to you because, like I said, I drive by it all the time, never thinking about it and that. But now I'm going to have it done every year. And the good thing about it is I have older folks on the block with me here, and they don't think about getting their stuff clean and checked. I was really concerned about one because she's an older lady on Social Security and that, and she doesn't have a lot of money. And he told me, he says, Marcia, don't worry. He said, her furnace checked out. It's old, but it checked out really good. So I have that peace of mind, too.
That's awesome.
So that's I just wanted to thank you so much.
No, well, thank
you.
I really
appreciate it.
Thank you. And all your neighbors had the same type of experience?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, they texted me afterwards and told me thank you so much.
All right. Well, you're great. I'll tell you what. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, a complimentary bottle, so hang tight. And do me a favor. Send me a copy of your mortgage statement, and I'll see if I can't help you out there as well, all right? Well, it's not okay. That funny. I mean,
maybe she doesn't have a mortgage.
Well, maybe she needs one.
Paid it off.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe we need that.
No, but David, I got such a taste for lemon and pizza now.
It's a weird combination, but somehow it's amazing. I don't know. Lemon and pizza together.
I'll tell you what. If you go to Pronto's Pizza in Glendale Heights, you can accomplish both in one trip. And it's delicious. So thanks for calling, Marcia. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning
product. Thank you so much. And you and your family be safe. Thank you.
You too, my friend. 312-981-7200. Kathy and Crestwood, how can we help you?
Hi. I'm nervous. So bear with me. I have a mortgage with Chase.
Okay.
Okay. And I owe about $56,000. I'm in a one bedroom condo.
Yeah.
And I'm Social Security disability.
Okay.
But I refinanced in 2014.
Okay.
And my credit is over 800.
Nice.
And they called me. Chase called me. They reached out to me in November to refinance.
Yeah.
Because I'm at 5 point something, okay?
Okay.
So anyway, it took all this time, long story short, they kept dragging their heels, and then they finally called me Monday of this week and said, well, you don't have enough insurance on your building, so we're not going to refinance you. And I don't understand that because they did in 2014, and they were my original mortgage when I bought the place in 2004.
You live in a condo? But
yes. Uh-huh.
How much money do you have in the bank?
Not much.
Nothing in the bank. Okay.
$500.
$500. Okay. And what were they going to charge you to do all this work on this $56,000 mortgage?
I think it was $2,000, but I told them I couldn't pay that. So they were going to add it into the loan.
Right.
Okay. They said, oh, don't worry about anything. You won't have any closing costs because I don't have the money for that.
Right.
And I don't know why they even bothered.
Well, let me ask you this question. If they rolled it into your loan, you'd still have closing costs. Would you agree with that statement? Right? I mean, if the closing costs are $2,000 and they roll it in and make your $56,58, it's still $2,000. Right, you might not be paying it out of pocket, but you are paying it, correct?
Oh, right, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. How much is your home worth?
I think they said 71.
71 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Okay. So, and how much are you making on your limited income?
16,000.
16 grand a year.
Mm-hmm. So, a little bit over.
So everything's tight. And.
Well, we'd have to talk off the air.
Yeah, I understand. I got it. So here's the deal. I'm going to get a hold of your condo association on Monday to find out what's going on with the insurance, and I will have a solution for you on Monday. I'll call myself, okay?
Okay, but I don't know if our condo association has anything to do with it. We have Kevin with State Farm who handles that.
But you live in a condo.
Yes.
Dave,
yes,
the condo has to have a condominium master.
Yeah, that's what they're denying. They're saying there's no way they're denying it based on how much her HO6 is for her little unit for a personal property. This has to do with the umbrella. They're saying that you're in a building that they don't want to ever foreclose on. They don't want to ever have to be an owner in that building. And why they say that is if you don't make the payment, they will end up being the owner. And their underwriter is saying Chase doesn't want to own in that building because of the amount of the umbrella insurance. But David's going to call. I'm just going to say this. I don't want to call anybody a liar. But it just seems like a shady reason to deny you that far into the process. So David's going to find out what's going on and see if they were even contacted by Chase.
Okay.
All right. So hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, and we're going to take care of you. Okay. I'm gonna give you a call this week, Kathy. All right.
Okay. But I'm going to give you my number.
Not right now. Right? Yeah. No. Right. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't give it on the air, and I'll get to the bottom of this for you. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
You hang on, Kathy. 312-981-70. Here, stop for a second. Stop the music. This is what the show is here for. Okay, you had a guy call in earlier. You could tell the stress in their voice. Okay, he didn't know what to do. He's going through a divorce. He's married to this, you know, his wife for 20, 30 years. And all of a sudden, here comes, oh, I want a divorce, right? You have a lady sitting, a experienced homeowner sitting in a house, a condo that can't get something done. And then Chase, after all these months, are telling her that they can't do it. Okay, this is the purpose of why we're here every Saturday. Okay, we have a text question from a lady that, you know, one of our listeners by the name of Joanne, who texted in, who had a fire and she wants information about a fire. We have a caller online, Rob, who wants information about home fitness, a home gym. This is what we're here every weekend for, to help our listeners overcome whatever challenge you might have. And listen, some people are like, oh, it's only $56,000. Well, yeah, it's only $56,000, but it might as well be $5 million when you got $500 in the bank and you're working off of $1,600, you know, $1,500 or $16,000 a year with Social Security. It's tough out there, and that's why we're here. Now you can go to break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. Send us your phone. Send us your questions. Call in with your questions.
Well, don't send us your phone.
Don't send us your phone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We won't know what to do with the
again,
phone.
I got to go get some espresso. Cool.
Yeah, we're good.
We got steak sandwiches
I'm
coming in about
you.
40 minutes. Thanks. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's the Mega Pros call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Do you remember?
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I don't know what 630 is talking about. Stop talking to this lady like a giant a-hole. I thought I talked to the lady like...
Oh, you were very compassionate. Yeah, we don't need that.
Yeah, so 630, I don't know what station you're listening to or what station you meant to text to, but obviously you got the wrong text line because we are here to help everybody, and I'm going to help that lady as best I can, Kathy in Crestwood, with her condo challenge that Chase couldn't help her out. So I don't know if we could help her out, but we're going to give it a shot.
Go ahead, Dave. I sit here, I heard the phrase, things are tight for you.
Yeah.
That is not mean or discriminatory. That was compassionate.
Yeah. I mean,
so that's the only phrase that came up about her life.
Oh, that's
was you said things were tight. They are tight. And she would say amen.
Right. And that's why Baskin Robbins says 31 flavors. It's because you can't make everybody happy. 312-981-7200. 312. And I've had about 29 of them. Three, and they're all delicious.
Yeah, of course they're good.
I'm an official taster. Yeah, you got to taste all those 31
unofficial
flavors.
Official taster, or
well, I don't want it. I have it. I'm in negotiation. With
okay.
Now that they sold out for like $18 billion.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Rob from Hampshire, you've got a question for Mike Munson about home gym equipment. How can we help you, buddy?
Yeah, I got a question about I got a bunch of 10-pound plates with 1-inch pull. I've been looking for longer dumbbell and handle, so that I can fit more onto a dumbbell than what I currently have.
So you know, usually they make a special
bar and handle for, you know, plates when you use them for dumbbells, so you can add them on. Instead of getting a 10-pound dumbbell and a 15 and a 20, you can just add on plates. If you give us a shout or go to our website and throw in an inquiry there, we can certainly help you out. They don't make them crazy long, but you should be able to fit 2-3 plates on there at least, and go from there.
Well, here, Rob, what are you curling?
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm trying to figure that. He wants to really pump quite a bit of iron on this one.
How much do you bench, Rob? What are you putting up, buddy?
I don't want to spend $100 on a 100-pound dumbbell, and another $100 on another 100-pound dumbbell, and that, I mean, if I can even find it for that price,
yeah,
I'd rather. You know, so is there something that they make that I could put 10-pound plates on one dumbbell or one dumbell handle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's, we can certainly help you out there.
Curl.
Yeah, not a problem at all.
Yeah.
Good job, Rob.
That's not curling.
Okay. All right, good.
Well, you got a goal.
Yeah.
Okay, now you got a goal. Well, what type of equipment do you have in your basement or in your workout room, Rob?
I've got, one inch length dumbbell handles with the screws, you know, on the end. They got the big nuts, whatever.
Yep. Right.
And then I got a squat rack and like 600 pounds in plates, various plates.
Nice.
I got like a screaming deal on it right before everything got stuffed out.
Right.
Nice job, bud.
2 barbell. It was awesome.
Yeah, we're happy to help out any way we can. So,
what's the website again for Rob?
Yeah, it's directfitnesssolutions.com, or you can give us a shout directly at 847-680-9300. Happy to help any way we can. We have a lot of manufacturers, so we can spray it all fields and find something for you to make it work.
Directfitnesssolutions.com. You got that, Rob?
Yep, I got it.
All right, hang on, buddy. We're going to put you on hold and get your information, send you Mr. Floor Cleaning Product, and Michael Pick will contact you after the show as well. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about fitness equipment.
Yeah.
The treadmills that you service. You service commercial-grade treadmills, ellipticals, step machines, all that stuff that come out of big-box gyms.
Right, yeah. So typically the big-box gyms, they lease their equipment, right? So every, say, 3, 4, 5 years, they trade it all in. We take that in on trade, and we have 4 or 5 guys at our shop that just refurbish treadmills, ellipticals, bikes all day long. And so for homeowners, you know, commercial fitness equipment is not cheap, right? So, you know, usually they say, well, why is this so much more expensive than Bob's Sporting Goods, right, where it can fold up and go under my bed when I'm done with, you know, working out on it. This
or
is commercial.
Hold your clothes.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Most of the time, that's what usually happens. Yeah.
Hopefully or become your second closet.
Right.
Not speaking from experience, but just saying.
Go ahead. So we do really well with certified pre-owned equipment, right? So we have it all ready refurbished. You know, you can come in, take a look at it, test it out. And then you can get it at a fraction of the price of a full commercial treadmill. Say a full commercial treadmill costs $5,000-$6,000. Say, you can get a treadmill anywhere from $1,500 to $3,500, depending on the bells and whistles and the age of it. So,
that has been fully refurbished.
Right,
fully refurbished.
Correct.
It's been ripped down, stripped out. All of the guts have been replaced.
Yeah. So the process is we break it all the way down to the frame, repaint the frame, replace all the wear parts on a treadmill, new deck, new belt. So anything that's could go wrong or a wear part is replaced, right? So you're really getting a new treadmill, you know, for the deck and belt, that kind of thing. So
if that product, so if I'm a big box gym and I go and get one of these treadmills that are running 7 days a week, 8 hours a day, 24 hours, you know, gym's open 24 hours, you figure somebody's on it for 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Yeah.
That new product, that new treadmill, that new elliptical machine, that new whatever, is going to cost how much for a really good treadmill that like 85% of our listeners, if they've ever stepped into a gym, have seen that type of product before?
Yeah,
how
anywhere
much
from $6,000 to $8,500. You know, nowadays they have touch screens with Wi-Fi and Hulu on it and all the embedded in the screen. So you can go as crazy as you want and have all that features. You know, the basic models, maybe $5,000-$6,000 for a full commercial treadmill that's going to last that long.
Compare that to walking into a big box sporting goods store that doesn't have as heavy gauge steel or aluminum or whatever they use.
Right.
That what are those running for that you're up against? $800 to $1,500?
Yeah, somewhere in that range. You know, $850 to $2,000 maybe on the high-end things. the problem with that, then there's certainly a market for that, you know, for people that maybe aren't working out 4 or 5 days a week and they just want something to walk on, you know, a treadmill wise. The problem is once you get it home, you know, that's a problem, right? So you have to get it home, first of all.
They're heavy.
And they're not light.
They're not light.
But if something goes wrong with it, you're kind of out of luck, right? Yeah. Whereas we would service it the next day if it came through us. So that's one of the challenges that we do really well with, because we're a service company as well. We can service that treadmill if it's making a squeaking noise. We have a tech out there the same or next day. So
how much does it cost to have a treadmill or an elliptical machine serviced, and how often should our listeners who have had that in their basement for 5-6 years and have never had it serviced,
right,
like me in my old house, Corey, you've seen it, right? And it probably had clothes on.
Maybe.
You know, rested dust up against it.
Clothes.
It wasn't dust.
All right, good.
It was dried sweat.
Okay.
it's a big difference.
Nice job. Yeah, obviously.
My sweat, dried sweat, looks like dust.
It's glistening.
It's crazy. I don't know how that happens. But how often should our listeners have their equipment serviced that they haven't had serviced?
So a normal health club will do it, you know, quarterly. You know, so we'll go through all their machines on a quarterly basis because of the usage. Now, at home, you're not using it as much as a club would. You're talking about 125, right around there, to fully service a treadmill. You get the report, any kind of broken parts, we'll work up a quote for you. So about 125 for a treadmill.
And you do that, and you recommend that once every 12 to 18 months?
Yeah, I would say 12, 18 months for a residential piece.
Website, again, we got to hit news and traffic and weather.
DirectFitnessSolutions.com.
DirectFitnessSolutions.com. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The phone, text line, and call line. I guess that would also be the phone.
Yeah, it's both.
That's going back to my tongue not working as fast as my brain. It's 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call and text line. We're going to break for traffic and weather and news and come back on the other side.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information, podcasts of the show. Everything you need to know is there. That's a MegaPros call and text line, by the way. We've got Joanna Park Ridge. Thanks for calling, Joanne. You have got a question about an Airdyne bike.
I sure do, and it's an old one, but I use it faithfully when I can't work out in this kind of weather.
Right.
And all of a sudden, when I started using it a week ago, the mechanism is not working. Now, I don't know if it just needs a new battery or if it needs an overhaul. If the last gentleman can help me, or if you can tell me where I can go to get this fixed, because I do need to get my aerobics in a couple times a week.
All right. The gentleman's name is Michael Munson. And the name of your company, Michael?
DirectFitnessSolutions.com.
Okay.
Yeah, we can absolutely help. Call in Monday morning. Our guys are in early, 847-680-9300. Ask for service. They'll get a guy out there within a day or two at most and fix you up. If you do need a new one, they're not crazy expensive. We'd love to try to fix your current one. But a new one maybe goes for $700-$800. It's called Air Assault. It's a beefed up version of the old Airdyne bike.
How long have you had that bike in your house, Joanne?
Oh, it's been quite a while, but and it doesn't get that much use because I usually try to do my exercise either at Chicago Family Fitness or at Power Workout.
Yeah.
But when this kind of weather, we can't do too much outside, I do use it. So I would guess it's probably 15, 20 years old.
Okay,
wow. Yeah, we see that a lot. And Airdyne bikes kind of went... They were the rage back then, I guess, and they kind of took a dip, and now they're back full with CrossFit out there, and people are using Airdyne bikes and rowers and treadmills like crazy.
Here's the question.
Shoot.
How many times in the past 15 years have you had it serviced, Joanne?
Let me count on one hand.
Let me count on my clothes.
Multiple fingers?
On my closed fist.
Yeah, right. The good news is there's not a ton of moving parts there, so we can certainly help you out. 847-680-9300.
All right, she's not going to remember that. Joanne, hang on. We're going to put you on hold, send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, and Mike will call you after the show make sure you're taken care of, okay?
Great, and David and Chef Hans says to say hello.
Oh my God, Chef Hans, where's the bell cow with the bell, right?
The cow bell.
The cow.
There you.
What is wrong? What is wrong?
Dyslexia.
With
He's doing fine. We haven't done any promotions lately. We've met a couple of times, David, but no, he's doing fine, and he's cooking up a storm. And
awesome.
he has someone delivering some packages to me every week. You should get on his list.
That, I better believe it. I'm going to get your name and number. I haven't talked to Chef Han in about a couple of years, so it's great talking to you, Joanne. Hang on, all right, my friend? We're going to take care of you, all right?
Thanks, Joanne.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, Joanne. 312-981. Chef Han, man, name from the past. Marty in Park Ridge, how can we help you?
Hi. Yeah, my daughter has like a $195,000 mortgage and then an additional $62,000 home equity loan.
Okay.
And they're both about 4%. Well, here's what I'm concerned about. Her husband isn't working now. She's still working, but he's getting unemployment. Well, they went to get refinanced in the fall.
Yeah.
And the bank said, well, we'd love to do it, but based on him being unemployed right now, I mean, he's not fully unemployed. They're waiting, supposed to be going back to work April or May, but we'll see. You know,
so he's unemployed. Those.
Yeah, he is.
Okay, but so what does she do for a living?
She has a college degree. She does a lab tech type thing.
What does she make?
$60,000-ish.
And how's her credit?
$740,000, I think.
How much is your house worth? Is her home worth?
$440,000.
Wow. Yeah. How about you stepping up and co-signing for her, Dad?
That's what I was going to say.
Done.
Exactly.
Cool. How's your credit?
80-something.
Okay. And you've got income. You have income coming in to cover your expenses and help her get over the hump?
Oh, sure.
Done. How'd you like to get her into the low threes and we'll cover all her costs? Would that make you and her happy?
Well, I guess it would be better. Is that the best you can do, though? Three? I thought they were more around two-ish.
Well, would you like to pay closing costs? You have a cash-out situation. Was that second used to buy the house or no?
No.
Okay, you have a cash-out adjustment because the second wasn't used to buy the house. But if you wanted to pay closing costs, we could get you about an eighth to a quarter point lower. So we could talk about all that when we put everything together because there's a lot of moving pieces. And I know you heard on WGN last week and the week before that the average Fannie Mae Freddie Mac loan are in the mid to low twos, which is a joke because I hate when that happens. And I hear that on the station because and the experts are talking about a rolling average that is weeks old. And it's got nothing to do with what actually happens on the street every single day when we're quoting rates in a competitive market when the market constantly changes every single day. So when you hear those numbers from the experts that the hosts bring on, instead of a mortgage professional who's doing it every single day, it's just a rolling average and it's got nothing to do with the specific transaction that you're trying to do, which is combine two loans together, which is a cash out transaction, and there's a rate adjustment for that because you're doing a cash out loan. Okay, bud?
I understand. Okay.
All right. We're going to take care of you, Marty. I got to take a text question here, but I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to take care of you after the show, bud. And we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I want to thank the 847 texter for sending in a picture. Corey and Mr. Jeremy Hogle, MegaPros Jeremy. Hi, David. I have had frost develop in my attic, and in the spring when it melts, I have developed some mold. This person said, this texter said, this listener, this guy, David, sent the picture of plywood. Looks like the attic that's got
some snow on the inside
of the house.
Inside of the attic, yeah.
Which isn't good.
It's not good.
Can you ask your guests, would this be covered by homeowner's insurance? I'm thinking that the roof is not vented correctly. Thank you, David, from 847. So Jeremy and Corey talk about how to correct this. I don't know about the insurance question.
Corey, do you want to address the insurance question?
Well, let's start with the source of damage. So this is something I see often, and it's not actually snow that's frozen.
Frost.
It's frost.
Yep.
So when you've got frost in an attic, it's condensation. And you've got moisture buildup in an attic because the attic is not ventilated properly. Attics need to be ventilated. They need to breathe. And if they don't, they're too airtight. There's going to be humidity buildup. And you've got a roof deck that's, you know, it's exposed to the outdoors, so it's freezing cold. You've got condensation. Now you've got freezing damages. Now you've got your roof decking is going to be saturated. Eventually, it's going to drip down onto the insulation, onto the drywall. It's going to create a lot of damage. So, first and foremost, you got to address that ventilation.
It could be a two-part. You know, we said ventilation and also insulation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, those are your two
main factors. You could, I know I'm trying to describe the picture over the radio, but it's tight to the eave, so there's a good chance that maybe the ventilation or the vents are actually covered up by insulation.
The soffit vents.
Yeah, so yeah. The soffit vents could just be covered. I don't see any baffles in there, so that there could just be an issue. There's also a non-insulated pipe that's there, so there could be some simple fixes for this homeowner to try to tackle themselves just mm-hmm. to avoid this issue again.
Yeah, and you know, and as for coverage, that's a tricky one.
Yeah,
JC Restoration, we don't determine any insurance coverages, but from experience, that's a tricky one.
Mold remediation on an attic? Do they?
Seen it, but
I've seen a lot of heads no shaking.
Yeah. It's rare.
Yeah,
I've seen it covered, and but it is extremely rare.
Yep. Yeah.
But so, the bottom line is,
good thing it's not a roof leak. It's definitely a condensation issue. It can be addressed either with just moving that air in the attic. Or adding additional insulation in.
Yeah.
Column A, column B.
And let me jump on my restoration pedestal here and say, hey, forewarned, if it's not addressed quickly, you're
going to... Oh, it's going to get way bad.
Yeah, you're going to lose roof eventually.
Yep.
You're going to get bad air quality because of mold.
Yeah, Dave, give us a call. We'll take care of that for you.
All right, well, we're going to pass this over to you. Yep. There you go. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to come back with David Schluter talking about one of his clients, one of our listeners... who had a question about why did my tax credit on my closing disclosure, why was it different than the actual tax bill that I received after I moved in and received the tax bill? Which happens all the time, Dave. Yeah. 8.9 out of 10 times?
Well, and I'm going to address how, for my colleagues out there who do real estate, to remind them how to handle that situation ahead of time, and we're going to talk about that.
All right. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Coming up after the break, David Schluter, our trust planning and real estate attorney of the show, will be answering that question. The phone line and the text line and any other line that you want to get a hold of us on the show today is 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call and text line. You can send us pictures like Dave did from the 847. The only reason I know his name is Dave because he said, thank you, Dave.
Yeah, he did.
Or David. I apologize. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David. So you could set, and we're going to get to more text questions coming up later in the show. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call and text line. Boy, we are getting bombed with text messages.
It's hard to keep up.
Yep. So thank you, and we will get to them. But Dave, let's talk about, we get this a lot, okay, when you go to a closing, when you buy a home, you pay your real estate taxes in arrears. What does that mean? That means that when your real estate tax bill comes in Cook County, which it should, that they're already out, they're due by March 1st, that is for the time that you've lived in the property during the year of 2020. So you are paying for the real estate taxes for the time that you lived in the home the prior year. Now, where it gets a little wonky and it gets confusing for first-time home buyers is that when you move into the house, the seller is going to give you a tax credit for the taxes that you have to pay for the upcoming year, for the time that they lived in the house the previous year. And Dave, please explain, it's like hitting a moving target, and it shouldn't be that difficult to figure out. So if your taxes, just keep it simple, stupid, right? The KISS method, if your taxes are $8,000 a year, you should get a tax credit from the seller, depending upon where in the triannual assessment,
which is going to annual, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, whatever. As if we have any control over that, but it should be updated with either a 5% VIG, a 10% VIG, a 15% VIG, depending upon what you think the future taxes are going to be. So, if for our listeners that close on a home and you just had this situation with an $8,000 tax credit, and then they get their tax bill and it comes in at $8,700. What's going on with that, and what's the recourse, if any?
There is no recourse if your attorney didn't appreciate the volatility of Cook County taxes. So we have a policy in our office that we will try to get the best percentage for inflation based on the information that the county's giving and try to get you the most accurate one. But what we're doing in the volatile Cook County is asking for reproration of the tax bill. And what that means is we get you your money up front, But then a year later, because the March bill is only a deposit, it's really the fall bill that counts, we have some money set aside so that if the attorneys guess wrong, we look at the bill, we count the days of the year that the seller had the house, and we get you an adjusted credit based on the bill you're paying. And the reason it's fair is, as David mentioned in the intro, you are paying the seller's bill. So it is their tab because they live there for the time period prior to your closing. So ask your attorney when you're in a Cook County property, please request during attorney's review, which we have 5 business days on every contract, please ask for reproration. Now, some sellers go, I don't want to tie up any more money. How bad do you want my house? And since we are in a multiple buyer situation economy right now in the Chicago area, you may have to roll and just take the chances with whatever adjustment you can get at closing. But if you're a qualified buyer, I would still always ask your attorney to go ahead and ask for that. In other words, what it means is we hold a little money for a rainy day, and then when the bill comes out, everybody makes whole. You don't make any profit. The seller doesn't lose any money. It's not a windfall to either party, but it's basically your resetting of the closing numbers to reflect the actual bill. And we didn't have to worry about it in my first 30 years. We just took the 10% that Dave mentioned. But taxes are so volatile in Cook County now, we ask for that reparation.
630 sent in a text question for you, Mr. Schluter. For Dave Schluter, my parents recently passed away. Sorry for your loss. And I'm expecting a small inheritance, less than $50,000, according to the texter. Is a will or trust better, and what can I expect it to cost? I guess that this texter is looking to shelter what they're getting.
What they're getting, right.
Okay, so in your opinion, what should they do?
We only sell wills to a young couple where they're leaving on a weekend, and they're worried about who's going to get the kids if they don't come home. Everybody else, we sell trusts. What the trust does is it's not just for rich people, by the way. The most stereotype, if I went out to Michigan Avenue here and asked people who needs a trust, oh, that's for rich people. No. Anybody with any assets, really, including a home, you do the trust. Your wife will live off the trust. If you go first, you will live off the trust. If she goes first, and if you go together, the assets will pass without any court case or basically any lawyers, because you're going to appoint a trustee, maybe one of your oldest kids or maybe a friend, to hand out the money if there's a tragedy. The money that you will pay me to do a trust is probably about a tenth of what your family will pay if you only have a will, because the will actually is the road to the probate court. The biggest misconception in estate planning, David, we talked about it multiple times.
Yep.
My parents have a will. We don't have to go to probate. The will is what unlocks the probate judge's door, because a will is only good if it's blessed by a probate judge, no matter what county you live in. So you can call my office. I'll send you a questionnaire. You get a free consultation, and then I quote based on, it's kind of like a car wash. Do you want the hot wax or not? For example, we usually sell with a trust, medical power of attorney, financial power of attorney. That's for things like strokes, Alzheimer's, that kind of thing that happens to a lot of people. And then we'll quote you a flat fee once we have that free consultation.
What percentage of our listeners are going to pass away?
No, I Googled it. It's 100% in Illinois.
Okay. All right. Real quick question before the break. 630, most bathtubs, going back to the bathtub challenge, Corey and Jeremy, most bathtubs have overflow drains, correct?
Mm-hmm. Going to go with almost all, right?
Yeah. Almost all. It's code, but they do not always keep up, especially
or older
even
ones. Connect them.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, they could be corroded.
You're missing the obvious.
Yeah.
Unless you fall asleep and cover them up.
Oh, sure.
While you fall asleep while taking a bath.
Yeah, we forgot that one.
Come on, that's not a common
it's not a common occurrence.
Right in front of you.
Is that factory installed? I don't know how I answer that.
That's a mortgage professional advice. So if you're going to take a bath, make sure you position yourself on the other side away from the overflow drain in the event that you do fall asleep, so you don't have to call JC Restoration and Corey to clean up your freaking
mess.
Sounds like that's happened to you before.
No, I don't, just not speaking from, don't judge. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Show Home Chicago on AM 720. That is the MegaPros call and text line. We have the First Responder Spotlight coming up with Steve Castevens, Chief Steve Castevens from the Buffalo Grove Police Department, and our good friend Pete from the Continental Restaurant of Buffalo Grove. Home to Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, the law offices of David Schluter, JC Restoration, and Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Every week this year, we are putting a spotlight on first responders and medical professionals to thank them for protecting us and keeping us safety, keeping us healthy and safe. Mm-hmm. And this week, we are spotlighting the fine men and women of the Buffalo Grove Police Department with their police chief, Steve Cass Stevens. How are you, Chief?
I'm hungry, David. What's for lunch?
Dude, I've got these steak sandwiches with the grilled, extra grilled onions from the Continental, which are absolutely delicious.
Pete is quite the chef, isn't he?
Oh, forget about it. Yeah. Unbelievable. My in-laws, Larry and Eileen Kushner, go there all the time. And I posted that Pete's coming on. Steve Lessman was in there yesterday. My sales rep at WCPT. Oh, my God, it's unbelievable. Pete's a good guy. We eat there all the time. And I can tell Steve's a big guy. Yeah. So I know that Steve...
So he knows food.
I know Steve Lessman eats there a lot. So let's put the spotlight on your officers, Mr. Cass Stevens, Chief Cass Stevens. I just want to play this. Ashley, hit it real quick.
Every week, Team Hochberg will recognize first responders and medical professionals for keeping us safe and healthy. This week, we are recognizing Police Chief Steve Cass Stevens, Deputy Chiefs Mike Shaws, and Steve Eisenminger, the 63 police officers and 15 civilian support staff of the Buffalo Grove Police Department. To thank them for their service and to support family-owned restaurants, Team Hochberg purchased food from Continental Restaurant in Buffalo Grove, owned by Pete Paniatu.
Okay, so I taped that. I recorded that spot on Thursday. I write these spots. I record them. I send them to the chief when I got them on Friday. And I made a slight error. So, Chief, what's the error that you had a yuck with? Go ahead.
Well, you must love my name so well because you said Steve twice. It's actually Deputy Chief Scott Eisenminger. But I'm sure he didn't mind at all.
Yeah. So he drops an Eisenminger and a Paniatu on me. Okay?
you still nailed it. I mean, really.
Well, that's the beauty of editing. It took me six times to get Eisenminger and Paniatu going on here. And then I figured I was so happy that I nailed it, I screwed up to Scott and replaced it with Steve. So I just want you guys to know, please let Officer Eisenminger, or I'm sorry, Deputy Chief Eisenminger, know that I recorded a new spot this morning, and we'll edit it up and get it out before
and
replace up. So I apologize.
Unfortunately, you called him Roy.
Yeah, I called him Roy in the other one. Yeah. Just shut up and eat your steak sandwich, counselor. What does it mean to have spotlight you put on you, and more importantly, your officers that bust their rear ends every single day to keep us safe, Chief?
Well, first of all, thank you again, David, and thank you for providing our officers with lunch and dinner, and then dinner for midnight shift as well, because those hungry animals ate whatever leftovers there might have been. But it's nice to be recognized, because you're right. They go out there, and they bust their butts every day, and they do everything they can to protect the community and the citizens of Buffalo Grove. And quite often, they don't get recognized for just some of the simple things that they do every day. And so for you to take the time to recognize them, it really means a lot to them. And so I give you a thanks for all the men and women of the police department.
Well, and I have your favorite restaurant in here because you selected the Continental Restaurant and its owner, Pete Paniatu. How'd I do?
You got it great. Yeah, Paniatu.
Paniatu. So you see Eisenminger and Paniatu.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. Hey, you're getting better.
You give me a Goldberg and a Silverstein, I got it nailed. But, I mean, you give me a guy from Cyprus and Eisenberger.
Silverstein.
Well, yeah, so, well, whatever. Well, you stay in your lane, counselor, all right? I got this under control. So how long, you came from Cyprus?
Yeah, I came from Cyprus April of 1984.
And you opened up the Continental when?
May 21st, 1995. So
95.
25 years now.
How many people do you employ at the Continental?
Right now we have 22 employees.
And how bad has this pandemic impacted your business?
Terrible. I mean, we're hanging by string almost every day. But people like you, you know, they throw a little bit extra on us. It really helps.
You can't start crying. Pete, you start crying, I'm going to start crying.
I'm going to start crying. Yeah, you're right.
You can't start crying because Chief Cass Stevens has seen me cry,
And it's a mess, right, Chief? I mean, he's got to hug me, and I need a hug, and I need padding on the back. So hold yourself together, because I can't cry.
Okay.
This is a good thing. Where's your shop located?
We're located on the northwest corner of Dundee and Buffalo Grove Road in Buffalo Grove.
And you've got limited seating, and you've got takeout?
Right now, no limited seating, just takeout.
All takeout?
All takeout.
And you're and takeout breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or
you're
all three?
From 8 in the morning to 9 o'clock at night every day.
And Chief Cass Stevens is a huge eater. And like I said, coming out of the break, a very sloppy eater. And I just have a couple of questions here, okay? I sent over food, and Chief put a picture out of a plate of mixture of the chicken wings and a mixure of the ribs, which look delicious.
Yeah, the reason we have buffalo wings on our menu is because the Buffalo Grove Police Department.
Oh, there you go.
That every case coming in, they're taking it to the police department. And thanks to the chief, he comes over. You know, Pete ordered me 5 orders, 6 orders, 10 orders of wings.
Well, I tell you what. You need to do a better job. The only criticism that I have is that he put a picture of the plate of chicken wings and ribs that he ate, and he's like, "Thank you, David Hawk," which is great. But he left so much meat on there, you could have fed a family of four. And like,
oh, Lord, you are horrible. Now, first of all, I picked them pretty clean. Secondly, I was so excited to go back to get more ribs and wings because Pete always takes care of us and brings so much food. And by the way, if you've never had his wings, they are the best.
He brought some. So yeah. Everybody in the...
Yeah, it was a surprise. I bring some.
Yeah, he brought some. So after the steak sandwich, we're going to go have dessert with chicken
with
wings. and then Ashley brought, made a cake and some chocolate covered strawberries. So we're going to have that as kind of like a post-game show here, you know, to get all right.
Then we're going to be wheeled out of here.
Yeah, we're going to be wheeled out of here.
Good thing I'm not the health expert.
Yeah, thank God you're not the health expert, you know, because you had to bring paddles. So, Cece, I stripped the bones down that you can make jewelry out of them. Chief, literally a family of four could be fed off of what's left there. It's a travesty.
Well, he's attacking your pride, Chief.
No, I'm telling the truth here. I'm under oath. I don't lie. So, Pete, when he comes in, would you please give him a
tip?
Just a lesson on how to properly eat and clean chicken wings and ribs. Will you do that for me?
I think he was getting ready for the second plate. Now why he did not finish the first plate.
Yeah. Well, here, I got other questions about the Chief. Very sloppy eater, as you know, right? Because when he comes in, there's extra cleaning crew. Do you keep, it's a simple yes or no question, do you keep extra white Chief shirts in the back so when he goes through the John Travolta cover like Saturday Night Fever and soaks through it, do you have extra shirts
Chief
in the
attire,
back?
Yeah,
polyester shirts in the back that he could throw on.
I have a shirt in the back, you know, especially the chefs are shirts, but they're all for me. So far, he did not ask me for one, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
But
maybe
all seriousness...
I'm
traveling with my own bibs now, David.
Well, that's good. God knows you need it. But in all seriousness, for you at Continental, how can our listeners help you until we get, you know, needles in arms and gets vaccinated and we come out of this fog? What can our listeners do for you other than what I did, you know, to help you get through this?
The whole idea is tech out, you know, and we're way, way behind right now on revenue. And of course, every single bill runs exactly the same. It doesn't matter if it's the rent or it's the electricity or it's the insurance. All these bills, they're not changed. The only thing that changed was the income. So for the restaurant to survive, he has to make a number of, like our restaurant, we have to be, you know, close to about $3,000 a day to survive. I mean, some days we make under $1,000. So, I mean, but you go to work and you work 12 hours and, you know, you do everything right. I mean, for cleaning, sanitizing, the cooks, the servers, everybody who works the mess, we clean every day. Everybody's touched something, we better wash it. And, you know, you cannot do anything better because it's, I'm not going to say it's a fear because this is real. This is a real disease, you know, then we have to be careful. And maybe because, I don't know, anybody passed for the disease or anybody get the disease, especially in my business. We met so many people so far, you know, we keep it perfect. Nobody gets sick, you know. Yeah. I don't know anybody gets sick. So we little aggravate, you know, why we don't have more open sitting, you know. So my idea was maybe the local health department to come to a location on almost every restaurant established, and just kind of told us how many people you and where are these people they can sit. You can sit three people over here, five space people over there, space them out. And if we not follow the rules, they can then go on a very stiff fine. So that way, it's owners we are. We're going to really, even we try to put the extra table to the restaurant, we're not going
to
do that.
You can't wait for spring to come soon enough because you had outdoor eating, and that really helped you out, right?
Yes, yes. Outside sitting, it was for us, it was excellent. I mean, after we opened on the beginning of July, by the end of September, the restaurant, of course, we have a penguin room also, but the penguin is shut down 100%. Yeah. The restaurant, it was almost back to almost 90%, but it was excellent.
So if our listeners want to help out, like I did, and feed local first responders, right? And the reason I'm doing this is to encourage our listeners who can and can afford to do this. These family-owned businesses that we eat at and we support and that are part of the community and that sponsor baseball teams and softball teams and hockey teams and that your kids go to school with and that they employ your neighbors are getting crushed right now. And I just wanted to help out a little bit. And this is what we're doing for the next 50 weeks. I think I'm going to do Naperville next time because I got Stubler out there who keeps saying, what about me? What about me? What about me? So I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right, Jason, you're next. But that's what we could do. Your restaurant's located where and what are the hours?
We open from 8 in the morning to 9 o'clock at night every day. We locate on 788 South Buffalo Grove Road in Buffalo Grove. We are on the northwest corner of Dundee and Buffalo Grove Road. We've been there for 25 years. And even it's so bad right now with whatever's going on, I'm going to say to my to everybody listening, especially the Buffalo Grove and the surrounding communities that support us, you know, even the business is down and whatever I saw in so many other restaurants go out of business and we're already shutting the doors every single day. We've been fortunate enough, you know, to still be in business. And I think it shows how much the people we try to help the last 25 years, how now the tables turn around. And these are the ones that start giving back to the restaurant. But before it was always the restaurant give something more. It doesn't matter if it was a fundraiser. Sure. It doesn't matter if it was
sponsor this team, sponsor that team. Yeah. Well, you know, hold a fundraiser for trivia night for the Buffalo Grove, you know, police department, because he's always hitting me up for $100 to, you know, to sponsor something, this guy on the phone. I keep buying raffle tickets to win motorcycles. I haven't won the motorcycle yet. I don't know what's going on. I think it's fixed, but that's another story. Attorney General will be contacting the charity, make sure that the money's going to the right places. But the address one more time for our listeners?
788 South Buffalo Grove Road in Buffalo Grove.
All right. And it's the Continental. And this is the Chief, Steve Castiv. And Steve, do me a favor, Chief. Please thank the men and women from me one more time for all their hard work and their service and their dedication to the local community and keeping all the residents of Buffalo Grove and the surrounding area safe, buddy. Okay?
I certainly will. And I thank you again. And I also want to thank Pete, too, because I've been chief in Buffalo Grove for almost 8 years now. He's been such a supporter of our police department. And he supports every event we do for Special Olympics and our torch run. So he's been a wonderful partner for our community.
All right, Chief, you're awesome. Thanks to all the men and women out there, especially Scott Eisenminger.
Good job.
And I got the Shaw right, you know, Mike Shaws. Yeah. So Deputy Chiefs and the 8 officers and personnel in the Buffalo Grove Police Department that Team Hochberg has refinanced or helped buy homes. I don't want to mention their names because some might get a little squonky and wonky about that. But I want to thank you, Chief, for sending your team over and for giving me the opportunity to help them. But we got to hit a break, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Send my best to your beautiful bride. Petey, you are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. 708. Love this show, David. You are awesome. You know when you send in a text like that, it's going to be read. Okay, let's just get it out of the way. You mentioned something, Mike, about the equipment at the Buffalo Grove Police Department.
Yeah, I want to personally thank the Buffalo Grove Police Department. They do all their fitness equipment through us, and Officer Brian Spolar and I have been working together for 7+ years, so I personally want to thank those guys and happy to help any police and fire we can.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, Kes Stevens hasn't been on one of those machines because I just...
You're just ripping them.
I can just tell. Wow. 847, there is a lot. There is a lot more to estate planning than just telling everyone they need a trust. Sure. There are many other ways to avoid probate, David.
Yeah, that's fine. There are transfer on death. There's pay on death on cash accounts, of course. And we go over all those options when they come in for the free consultation. But the question was, what was better, a will or a trust? But yeah, no problem. I appreciate the input. But yeah, when we have our free consultation in our office, we tell them all the options.
Boy, our listeners are like on edge today.
They're a little...
You treated that and that lady, you know, rudely. I'm like, what the hell show are you listening to? 847, besides having terrific food, the Continental, Pete is a generous donor to local community and religious organizations from an 847, must be within the Buffalo Grove area. 847, David, you missed out. If cabbage you didn't soup. Try the cabbage suit at Continental, it's to die for.
Yeah, okay? we need that ahead of time.
Yeah, trust me, you don't want to be in a room with me after having cabbage soup. 815, if I have a question about short sale or loss, IRS question mark. Dave, you want to take that one?
We have Steve Leahy on the website for talking about the IRS issues. And then the short sale, the lenders still do those, but if you have income that is still able to pay, they're tough to get because you're asking the lender to discount what you had agreed to pay. And so a lot of people think, well, I owe the bank more than my house is worth. I want a short sale. But they don't just do that for everybody. They don't really have an obligation to grant a short sale because the mortgage you signed said that it didn't matter whether you made a good deal to buy your house or not or whether your neighborhood was going to go down or up. But the reality is, if you want to call me again, I can get a colleague who does short sales. And again, if you have income that shows that you could still pay, that could be a rough road. But still feel free to call me on Monday, 630-285-5300, and I can send you to the expert who does those.
Stephen A. Leahy does them as well. 312-664-6649 is OPM tax resolution.
Yes.
664-6649. There was a text question earlier about somebody that purchased a bungalow, had radiated heated floors.
Radiant heat flooring.
And they didn't like the tile. What's
going
on there?
It was his wife, really, so I feel his pain.
So yeah, those floors are coming up.
Yeah, so the question was is that, hey, we got radiant heat floor. My wife doesn't like the tile job. What could be done? It is a lot more work. You have to really spend some time and taking the tile out without damaging the radiant heat. Good news is it can be done. It can be accomplished. I wouldn't say it's a DIY thing. Feel free to give us a call. We're happy to help.
Phone number?
847-658-8989.
All right, Jake, get ready for the break. 630, has Fannie Mae instituted, and Freddie Mac also, have they instituted the mandatory 1.5 fee on all refinances? Yes, it's above $150,000. They actually implemented that a couple of months back. It's costing borrowers a quarter of a point in the interest rate, and it's an absolute travesty and screw job on the American homeowners right now that could use that extra quarter of a point. And I would love to know, and it will come out, how much money they generated from that.
It's going to be brutal.
And where all that money went, and what and at what point in the future are they going to remove that? Because it shouldn't be there in the first place. And it's disgusting that they did that to homeowners at record low rates when that money could be applied towards homeowners saving even more money when they refinance than they are.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it is disgusting what they did. And it's a minimum, depending upon your loan amount, between a quarter and 3/8 of a point on homeowners.
Money.
Over $150,000 refinance. It's a joke. You are listening to, leave on that little high note.
Not to
bring
politics.
It down.
It's
rates are still at record lows. It's just, it would be nice to be able to get our listeners an extra quarter.
Well, I think it's a good point when people talk about these twos. You know, there is no twos because we even have to deal with that nowadays.
Well, you can get into twos under the right circumstances.
Sure.
So let's leave it at that.
Yep.
Three, and there's a lot of variables that go into a loan, and you got to take all that in consideration. And we're not order takers. We analyze everything, credit, type of transaction, type of property, length of loan, credit scores, all that stuff. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. You know it seems the more we talk about it,
back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call and text line out to Glenview. Paul, you have a question about replacing a hot water system. How can we help you?
Yeah, Dave, my question is, I live in a 35-unit condominium building. We moved in 4 years ago. It was brand new. There's another building, building one, that was built 10 years ago. They're actually mirrored buildings, except for one problem. Building one has a central water system.
Yeah.
Like a boiler hot water system.
Sure.
And our newer building has tankless water heaters inside our units.
Wow.
So
that's nice.
Every time there's a problem with their heater, with their boiler, I think they had to replace it once already, which is like $20,000 or something. And that comes out of the maintenance or the funds.
Yeah, our condo association does.
But everything within the walls of your unit is your responsibility.
Correct.
So in our building, we have to pay for ours. And I was just wondering, is there any way that we can get out of it where they're special assessed for their hot water system?
Yeah, move. Dave?
Yeah, you could try to look in your condo declaration to see what it takes to amend the declaration, but right now the default position is you are in bed with them. It's just like going in a fraternity and it needs to spread the food bill or whatever. So you would have to actually initiate, you and maybe get a couple allies, because a lawyer you would hire wouldn't work for free, but it would take meetings, and you'd probably get pushback, of course, from the people who already aren't responsible. But in your condo declaration, it'll show what percentage you need. I know it'll probably end up 2/3, which is a problem since they're half and you're half, but you will have to. I would pay a lawyer. I'd give a lawyer $400 or $500 to go over the declaration with a couple buddy of yours and just see if there is a shot that there's special circumstances. But I think all that side of the building is going to vote no.
Yeah. How many pages are in your condo declaration?
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah,
so, that's why I said to go to us. Yeah,
yeah. So $400 or $500 gets you through the first 10 pages, Dave.
Don't start. You know, things are a little tight. Dave, things are a little tight for me.
Yeah, charge per.
They're a little
word.
Tight. I'll start charging you for cell phone calls.
I'm sorry.
No, he's just picking on us. But no, you should. And, you know, there's whatever you do, don't go to the firm that represents your association. I happen to know of one firm in Buffalo Grove, David, who represents 1,500 associations. Mm. So you don't want to call them. And if you call me, I'll give you their name so you don't call them.
All right. So hang out, Paul. We'll get you Dave's information off the air. I'll send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. But thanks for calling, buddy. 312-981-7200. Grant Rockford, how can we help you?
Hi. So September of 2019, I purchased a home for $50,000 cash, and then August of 2020, I sold it for $50,000 cash and received 1099-F, so that would have been 11 months ownership. Now, my question is, since it was zero capital gained, can I dispute the 1099-S for when I file my taxes this upcoming year, and would that qualify as a transferring from assets into cash?
Want to touch this one, Dave, or stay
away? Well, I'll just tell him. We're going to give him Stephen Leahy. You can look on there because he does tax returns, but I'll tell you this. You also have your $50,000 basis. In other words, you didn't make that much money on it. That title company has to give you a 1099 unless you slept there for 2 years as your primary residence, which you did not. So they were, by federal law, they had to give you the 1099. But yeah, Stephen.
Or unless the money immediately went into another house.
No, that doesn't count either. It doesn't count. That's really? Only if you do a 1031 exchange, which would have been very expensive, and I would have talked you out of that on a $50,000 deal.
So it's 2 years if you slept there.
2 years. You have to sleep there for two of the last 5 years. Then we don't report it to the IRS. But for flippers and investors, there's always a 1099.
Well, what if you take naps? Is it 4 years? Could you sleep in a little?
Or if you sleep on the couch, Dave, you're covered.
Well, I'm covered. 312-981. Hang on, Grant. We're going to get your information, send you Mr. Floor Cleaning Product, and all of our listeners can take advantage of Mr. Floor Cleaning Product by going to MrFloor.com, typing in promo code WGN, and get a discount on your first purchase. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Phone line, text line open, MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We have speed round, plus Ashley baked a cake.
She really did?
Yeah, we guilted her. Yeah, we don't
I'm
know
seeing
how.
Some head nods. Oh, she said it's going to be terrible. Well, really low expectations.
Well, let's see how it tastes. Let's cut up that cake, right, sure. Ashley, and yeah. Bring in the pieces. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM720 WGN.
Out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy.
Working on Miss. Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 from MegaPros call and text line. Corey, Terry from Schaumburg, loyal listener, called because called you guys because she had some fire damage to her property and needed restoration. Terry also wanted to talk about freezing temperatures that are coming upon us here, right? We're kind of fluctuating. Snow's starting to hit now, so you know the cold weather's coming in February like it always does. To help her prepare for the cold weather, can you talk about how you helped her with her fire and what you did to prepare her pipes and her home for the freezing weather that's about ready to hit us?
Yeah, absolutely. So JC Restoration, we are your local restoration provider. That's what we're here for. We fix fire damaged properties, and our customers go through so much. My whole career I've been working in fires, but if you've never seen what a fire damaged house looks like, it is out of this world. To one day your house being beautiful, pristine, the next day everything covered in smoke and your life completely turned upside down. That's what we're here to do. We're here to help you in these severe times of need. Speaking of times of need, Chicago freezing temperatures are upon us. We haven't really hit that freeze yet. When we get into the below 10s, below zeros, when we sustain those temperatures, an incredible amount of property damage happens in Chicago. You hear about the hurricanes. You hear about the fires. Chicago has kind of the sleeping giant of freezing storms that do not make national news. But when it happens, there is widespread water damage. So JC Restoration, remember us. There may be a time you need us. Please call. We would love to help you in the event you experience property damage.
Phone number.
800-956-8844 or online, jcrestoration.com.
Just want to break real quick. Ashley made this cake. We're going to put it up. Look at that.
It's beautiful.
I know our Facebook's down, but we're going to post it. Post show, we're going to do a little post editing here. So there's the cake. It took her about 14 hours to
Did
bake
she get
this.
Your good side?
Yeah, she got my good side. My
oh,
front.
Yeah, I see it. Nice.
So Ashley, thank you. And, yeah, we're going to eat it. We've got the paramedics coming from next door with the stomach pumping equipment just to make sure that we're
just
safe.
Just in case, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, thank you. We didn't believe that you would make the cake or the strawberries, but congratulations.
Mm-hmm. They're both here. They made it.
Yeah. You made it, too.
I made it, yep.
And we're going to eat
this.
And you
still have a boyfriend. Right?
And I still have a boyfriend.
Amazing. Right. Out of all of it.
He was jealous
that?
When I was making the strawberries. Like, what? Now it's not special. Now that you're making strawberries for everyone else.
Here, you know what you tell him?
Yeah.
Get a 3-hour show on GN, and there.
And
suck it up, Buttercup.
And then you'll feel special.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Ashley. We're going to eat this after the show. We really appreciate it. And your mom appreciates it, too, because she's listening. She's like, oh, my God, Ashley's on the radio again. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Michael Munson, name your company one more time.
Direct Fitness Solutions.
You will not only sell equipment, but you will design gyms like you designed mine.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, the room we call a gym.
Right.
You came in. You did the whole layout. Yeah. You said, this should go there, this should go there.
Yeah, we did a quick walkthrough of your place and measured it all out and put it into a 3D design. So we know that everything's going to fit and fit properly. And so, yeah, you're able to see the gym before you actually install it. So it gives you a peace of mind that everything's going to fit and work out.
Bikes, you sell exercise bikes?
Everything from, you know, the rubberized flooring, dumbbells, you know, to all the way to treadmills, bikes, ellipticals, you name it. Yep.
So anything that our listeners will see in a big box gym.
Correct.
They could get from you
at
a fraction of the cost.
Yes. Certified pre-owned is the way to go for homeownership. If my basement was big enough, I'd have a, you know, certified pre-owned treadmill or elliptical down there. So, it, you know, half the cost, if not even less, you can get a full commercial piece.
And if our listeners want to reach out to you and contact you, the phone number slow.
Yeah, 847-680-9300.
One more time.
847-680-9300. I think I need a jingle.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Well, you got to be on here a couple times to get the jingle. Right. Yeah.
Maybe next time.
847 like that?
Yeah, that's good.
8989.
We'll get your, you know, know-it-all buddy, Pete Sopkovich there, yeah, who, there you, you know, Mr. Critical.
Just tell we'll him, have to, him do it.
Yeah, just have him in his spare time, because, sure, you know, it's real easy to host a...
He's having a tough time, Dave. Things
that's
are
all
a
right.
little tight.
It's all right. You know, Mr. Critical, well, you know, I'll be at your work of, I'll be at your place of employment on Monday, yeah, staring at you, yeah, and telling you all the mistakes.
I'll give you all his info.
Yeah, 312-981-7200. You had two text messages, MegaPros, Jeremy, from
MegaPros?
Yes, there
was a 7273 number. I feel really bad about this customer. They had a garage built by a contractor, installed the siding. It does look backwards, upside down, or something.
No.
Called the contractor, basically just ghosted them. Their question is, can it be fixed? It's not a super easy fix, but it can be done. We got the right guys, right crew. If you have leftover siding, that'd be awesome. If not, we could do our best to match it.
Is it tough to match up, though?
They said 4 years ago, so it should be okay.
All right. Yep. And the other text question.
The other text question, it was more of a Dykstra question, but I really wanted to address it. Bungalow radiator heat. Their realtor is saying that they have to have air conditioning in order to sell their bungalow, which maybe that's a new age thing nowadays.
Well, you could give a concession.
Yeah, I mean, right. So I guess bottom line, they said, hey, what could we do? They make ductless AC units,
yes,
now. So you can do, yeah, you can do that without having to change your whole system around. Dykstra sells them. They're awesome. So reach out to them.
I think if you have a home, a bungalow in Chicago that's in good shape and you price it right with or without air conditioning,
oh, it's crushing it.
It's going to go.
It's crushing it.
It's going to,
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
Right.
Either that or they get the Dykstra quote for the jetpack. When I grew up in a bungalow in Oak Park, which my brother still has in the family,
yeah,
and he has that. In each room, there's a little circle, and it's 70 degrees.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's options. They even have that bungalow association that might even be able to give you a little bit
there
of money.
You go.
So,
right,
yeah.
Dave,
a whole
Schluter,
bunch of stuff out there.
What, yeah, do you want? What nugget of knowledge do you want to leave all
well,
of
us? Well, I just want to give two shout-outs. Since Mike, this was his first time on the show, he is very professional, and I'm actually going to do some business with him, so thank you.
I appreciate that, thanks.
And you're such a pleasant person. And then I want to give a shout-out to Igor from Mr. Floor. We will be doing business, my wife and I, with his business. He came to our house personally, even though he's the owner, walked off every room with a gadget. It was like laser, so it got it right to the inch, gave us a quote that day in writing, and we're doing business. And we got to visit his store to pick out the color.
Cool.
He does an amazing job.
Yeah, he does.
Text message here. Where is it? Throw out the contact information for the woman that works with student loans. My wife has $50,000 in student loan and works for a non-for-profit. There you go. She qualifies for the student loan relief program. Because we filed our taxes together and increased the amount to an amount that is impossible to pay. Thanks, Jay. I don't understand what that means, Jay. But area code 309, Jay, here's her work number. Ray Kaplan is an assassin. I believe she's on next weekend. 312-294-8989. 312-294-8989. She is amazing.
Yeah, incredible.
And every time we have her on, we got some smart
guy saying, this is terrible.
This is terrible. Yeah. You're taking advantage. Here's the deal. The law was written in the 70s.
Way before her.
She was like 4 years old,
yeah,
okay? She's an attorney,
and
she likes to
really
read.
Really good.
And she's an assassin.
Yeah.
She likes to read statutes,
mm-hmm,
which I don't like to read soft
Who
cover
could?
Books more than 100 pages. She likes sitting down and reading statutes, and she figured
she's
out
very
a way
good.
To implement the statute so our listeners can save money by following the law that was written when she was 3 years old.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
We're going to go out to Downers Grove. Renee, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I have a question regarding a HELOC. If you qualify for one and do get one and you don't use it, how does that work?
You just pay the yearly fee, which it depends on the bank. Could be 25, could be 75, could be 125. If you don't take any money out against it, you only pay the yearly annual fee. That's it.
So is that a good idea for me to do because I want to go ahead and downsize and
yes.
I want to have money at the ready to go ahead and put down on another house, but could I put my son on this HELOC? Would I be able to put his name on it so that when I get the money out of it, he would just repay the loan and move into this house that I have now?
No. You have to, unless he's living in the house, there can be no, from what I know from HELOCs, from my experience, there are no co-signers on a HELOC. So it has to be... That person has to be living in the house with you in order to be on the HELOC, correct, David?
And we'd have to add him to the title, and you may not want to do that because If you died in the interim and you have more than one kid or gift tax issues, yeah.
How much is your home worth, Renee?
About $280,000, and I only have a $35,000 mortgage on it right now.
What do you have in the bank cash? How much?
About $30,000.
Okay, and what are you paying on your mortgage? How much on a monthly basis on private, on PMI? P&I, principal and interest.
$810 a month.
Okay, that's your principal and interest, right?
Yes.
All right, so what you should do is you should open up a HELOC, pay off your mortgage, sweep the 30 over, and knock your payment down to like $3 a month. Okay, that's what I would do. Okay, and save yourself $800 a month. And I'll talk to you more about it after the show because I only have 2 minutes. Okay, Renee? But I got a solution for you because we talk about this on every single show, and we get a ton of calls, and I will explain it to you. And a gentleman that called, that I called after the show last week, is going to save like $8,500 implementing this technique.
That's cool.
And it's not going to cost him any money.
Yeah.
And he owes like $75,000. He's got $50,000 in the bank, and it's costing him $1,000 a month. Lo and behold, $8,500 savings when everything's said and done. Corey, if our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information about JC Restoration, the show's restoration company, what number?
Yeah, reach out anytime. 800-956-8844 or jcrestoration.com.
Mr. Schluter, if our listeners want to reach out to you to get legal advice,
630-285-5300. Always a free consultation.
Mike Munson, if they want to get healthcare advice or fitness advice, I know I labeled you as a healthcare.
Yeah, I can do the fitness part of it. directfitnesssolutions.com or 847-680-9300.
And thank you for taking care of me and my wife and designing the home gym that we're putting in. MegaPros, Jeremy from MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
And I want to thank the listener from 708 or 630. We should get another hour. That's great. It took us a year to get 3 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm open for four hours, Mary, Sandberg. I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to, roll us another hour, I'll make the time because I'm a giver.
Room for dessert.
I'm a giver.
Really what it is.
I'm a giver.
Exactly. And you are a giver.
And if our listeners need another hour of us in their lives, I'll be more than happy to give that.
Yep.
Because we are all givers, not just me, everybody in here. Erica and her boyfriend, Andrew. Andy, great job.
Yep.
Nice job today. Jake and Ashley, thanks for taking care of all the knobs and the buttons. You have been listening to Homes from Chicago. You want to reach me, 855-56-DAVID or go to 56david.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.